Welcome back to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast, everybody. We are here at Mick's office. We're at the office, Charlie, here in Moorhead, Minnesota.
Here we are, folks.
How you feeling, Charlie?
Feeling good, Miles.
We're back at it.
Back at it, baby. It's January. Cold month to be in Fargo.
Now, every time I think about that, I remember the time where you and I were driving out in the middle of nowhere together. And what'd you tell me?
I said, Miles, I think they faked the moon landing. I think they just shot it right here in North Dakota.
Charlie thinks that Fargo in North Dakota looks like the moon in the winter. And I can't argue with you on that.
No, I mean, it's so flat here. You can see the curvature of the earth. And by Earth, I mean moon. So you can see how they figured it out. I saw, where Lance Armstrong took his first steps.
That's not right.
The other Armstrong, whatever. Yeah.
It's Buzz Armstrong.
No, it's Buzz Aldrin.
So it's not. I mean, I've drove through Wisconsin. Are there any really flat parts of Wisconsin, or is it's just more hilly, right?
No. We got flat parts. We got flat parts. We got hilly parts. We got wet parts. We got lands that are wet, called wetlands.
Yeah. What would you, in your mind, I mean, you're the expert in Wisconsin. Like, yeah. I don't think that there's another place to go in the world right now. If you're looking for Wisconsin facts and tourism, you're the guy. You know that.
I can give you. No, I'm not registered.
I know.
And but I
you're
think
the,
that's important to
you're
know.
The official unofficial.
Officially unofficial. The definitely unofficial blank with respect to Wisconsin.
Correct. Now, I want to hear what you think. Says your time you spent in North Dakota. What is the biggest difference between North Dakota and Wisconsin, besides that North Dakota's flatter?
Well, it's flatter. And, you know, there's not as much people here. The populace isn't quite there. And, there's not a lot of sports teams here. There's just not. The professional sports teams don't really exist. So a lot of you guys are sporfins. Sports orphans, and you're left to hang Vikings things in your bars. And I know we're in Moorhead right now, but it's close enough, and it's far enough from the Twin Cities to have an excuse not to be a friggin' Vikings fan, but yet you choose it. And I feel bad for that aspect of it. So there's a lack of this sports teams. A lack of fresh water. We have significantly more fresh water.
That is true.
Great Lakes.
That's why we are a great plains state.
Yeah. The plain part makes sense.
One thing that I've noticed a little bit is I will have to say that North Dakota people, I think, I think that we're both very Midwest nice. We both will help out. But I do think Wisconsin is a little bit more in your face with the niceness. They're a little bit more aggressive with the nice, whereas North Dakota, I feel like we're nice, but we're not as much going out of our way to be nice.
I get that. You guys have, you borrowed a little bit too much from Montana.
Trying to stay away from everybody.
Of a get off my landism. You know, which I get that because, you don't want some folks on your property hunting and poaching and whatnot. So it's, hey, how are you? But there's a little bit of, do you have something on you? Are you going after my deer?
Yeah.
Something like that. So what is
you're just swinging through. Well, come on in and grab a beer.
You just have to get over that initial cattle fence, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miles, what is your biggest beef with Wisconsin? You've been there enough now. You've seen some things. What's your biggest beef?
Well, my biggest beef isn't the beef.
Okay.
Hey, let's get that out of the way.
Poultry,
you guys
then?
We got great cows in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we do.
Okay?
We got some sexy cows.
My biggest beef is not with the beef.
Sexy cows come from Wisconsin. They're doing their squats. They're caked up.
One thing I've noticed a little bit, Charlie.
Uh-oh, I know the way you're saying it. I know.
And, honestly, I am going to directly blame you a little bit for this.
Okay.
Is there's a little bit of a high horse in Wisconsin about you guys thinking you're the best state in the Midwest, and everyone else is kind of second tier in your guys' mind.
Well, that's not true, Miles.
I mean, so much so that you guys are trying to claim you are a mitten state when you don't even look or even remotely shaped like a mitten.
That is just false. We do look like a mitten. I'm not going to continue to have the same arguments on this podcast, Miles. We
but
are.
Do you know a little bit what I'm saying about you? To get a little bit high horse.
I can see that when you're so good at so much, it's tough to stay humble. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. My nana used to sing that.
There we go. Exhibit A.
Well, I mean, it's such a great state, Miles. I mean,
it is a great state.
Yeah. But now I see what you're saying.
I think it started with the fib thing, you know, you guys pinning yourself against Illinois, and then it's just snowballed from there.
Well, for a while, we were the real underdogs.
And I actually, spin zone here, I think that the Packers not being as good this year is great for the state.
I think we may need a little humble pie.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because we've started to do is we've had this really awakening of how freaking cool we are. You know? I mean, geez.
Yeah, you stole the words right out of my mouth, Charlie. You nailed
There's
it.
There's nothing cooler than Wisconsin. And so, you know, sometimes when you look at yourself in the mirror every day and you see all the great things we got going. But there are some beefs. There are some beefs to be had. Like, for instance, what I thought you were going to say is you could not get a Busch Light in any bar in Milwaukee, could you?
No, I can.
Oh, you could?
Yeah, you just only take me to the bars that I can't.
Because we got to rep the hometown beers, Miles.
I've drank Busch Light in Milwaukee many a times, Charlie.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I think we did enough for this intro.
I think that I think the first step to fixing this high horse problem is just acknowledging it. And you did that today.
Here's the thing. I will say this, though. Wisconsin does not have a high horse problem because we can't even get high in Wisconsin. Marijuana is not legal there. Nothing like closing on a good dad joke.
Nice, Charlie. Well, should we take some callers?
Yeah. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who are we chit-chatting with today?
Hey, it's Melanie.
Hi, Noni. How are you doing?
You probably don't remember me, but you were at Soldier Field for a Chicago Bears and Green Bay game.
Yeah.
And I ambushed you. I'm like, hey, it's Melanie Bears. It's Melanie, your soon-to-be ex-husband. Or soon-to-be ex-wife. I came up to you and said, this is my soon-to-be ex-husband. And someone like literally came up to you and was like, hey, Charlie, can I get your autograph? He's like, wait, I'm working on this marriage thing. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. I mean, I had a couple Bloody Marys on that day. Wait, say your name again.
Bloody Mary.
Did I get your name wrong? What was your
name
again? Melanie. I thought you said Noni somehow.
Melanie. I was the loud redhead that was bartending at Bar 309.
Oh, yeah. Well, Melanie, how you been, huh?
Hey, I do the last game. I think it was the first home game we did with Green Bay. I was like, okay, if anyone sees Charlie Behrens, let me know. I'm totally out to stalk him.
Well, mission accomplished. So, yeah, you did that. Well,
what?
Belly on up to
I just think you need a dating show.
What?
You just need a dating show. You're Sarah Mega Hottie.
Oh, stop it.
This is my worst fucking nightmare.
Miles does not like it when people call up and talk about
I don't care. It's just making your head so gigantic.
My head's very small, Miles.
And it's Jonesy. Look at him. He has the cutest smile ever.
Thank
he's
you.
Got some, he's got
Why
some,
is the cricket?
He's got some I, cause spin, I, he was smiling.
I was smiling at Miles to show him.
He's got some spinach in his teeth right now.
Oh,
do I?
Dang.
We're in the teeth.
That's awesome.
So
that's why you called, is just to hit on Charlie or what?
Just to remind him, since probably nobody told him today that he is the sexiest man alive.
She's just calling up to pump my tires. I'm cool with that. Gas me up.
How much did Charlie pay you to do this?
Don't worry about that, Miles. Do not tell him,
oh,
Melanie.
No.
So what? I mean, what?
Me.
Besides his smile, what makes Charlie so attractive?
Yeah, please tell.
So honestly, like, a sense of humor is something that does make someone look bad, like totally pushes them up. Like the personality, obviously, that it's just, it's slow. A man that can make me laugh, which is pretty hard because I'm a hard girl to get through to, is like a total plus.
Well, I really appreciate that. Let me ask you a couple questions. just going to spitball a few things here. What's your most irrational fear in life?
My irrational fear is that I kind of hope that I don't, like when you say, like, you'll see someone that totally you cannot stand. Like, sometimes I'm like, wait, did I just say that out loud?
Oh, you're worried that your inside thoughts become outside thoughts.
Right, because I say it so often in my head.
Yeah. Who's the person you can't stand the most in your life right now?
I don't know. I don't really hate anyone.
Do you have any tattoos you regret?
I have no tattoo.
No tats. Miles, any follow-up questions?
No, I don't have anything against it. I just feel like when I'm 80 years old, it's not going to look the same.
It'll be sagging a little. But, you know, if you lean into that with that tattoo. What's that?
It's going to look weird. Like, if I like a picture enough, I'll just put it on the wall.
That's good.
True.
You can always
question for you. You said that you introduced yourself to Charlie as his future ex-wife. Why don't you think that the marriage would work out?
Oh, I see where we're going with this.
I don't know, man. My drive is kind of high. I don't know if he can hang with that.
Oh!
Whoa! What drive? What
are you
kind
saying
of car?
Charlie has low T.
Like, would you? Okay, so look, in our marriage proposal, like our marriage vows, you're gonna have, if you can sign on to like banging 5 times a day, then hey, maybe you won't be that.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So you're worried he's not gonna be able to keep up with you?
Right. I don't want to use him like an old towel.
Well, I better start stretching.
Yeah, you have been talking about your mobility these days. I think you need to start pumping the fluids as well.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what.
Water's good.
I think you've made Charlie Baron speechless.
Yeah, I am.
This is actually a breath of fresh air. Charlie is speechless.
Yeah, that's a lot right there. Jeez Louise. Well,
that's why you'll be ahead.
All right, I got a follow-up question to you trying to bone Charlie 5 times a day. That's a lot of boning. It sounds like you are a very sexually active human being. Do you have any sort of kinks?
I haven't dated anyone.
Do you have any sort of kinks?
Not right now. I haven't dated anyone for 3 years.
Do you have any kinks that you would like to try out on Charlie? We had a dominatrix on the last episode, and we're wondering if you have anything you'd like to try on Charlie.
See, I'm not into the dominatrix thing because that's just weird. Yeah. Like, I would never want to whip him. I want him to be into it.
What if he's into that?
I don't know. That's just too dark for me.
Wow. You know what? I'm feeling like a real piece of meat on this episode here. Okay. I feel like I'm a human and not just a slab of meat at the meat raffle. Okay. Miles.
Sorry.
You know? Jeez Louise.
So is that a no? You have no kinks you'd like to try on, Charlie?
No,
I don't know. I'm up for always a different challenge, man. You got to spice it up a little sometimes.
Oh, okay, how do you like to spice it up?
Hot sauce?
I mean, honestly, have you ever used Pop Rock? Like Cosmic Candy?
I mean, I've consumed them. You know, they tingle in your mouth a little bit. Oh, are you talking about...
If you add that stick to the minute.
Oh, that sounds a little sticky to me.
Time out. You want to add Pop Rocks to the mix. I'm getting that correctly?
Yes.
You know,
I'm trying to figure out where and how this all is right. getting thrown.
You know what, Miles?
Here,
you can just use your imagination.
Hold on, she's tell us.
What? No, it's all good. You can put them wherever you want to lick it.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I should say I am a taken man.
Oh,
yeah.
Always about the giving.
What?
You're always so giving.
I am giving, but I am taken.
And Thanksgiving's coming.
You know, Melanie, yeah, thank you for calling in today and really gassing me up.
Yay!
I appreciate you.
Wow, are you having a bad day?
Do I want a what?
I said, were you having a bad day?
Was I having a bad day? You know, it was a fine day, but, you know, I can always take a little more gas in the tank. So, you know, I appreciate that. Are you having a good day?
Always.
I love that. I love that. Well,
hard to be sad when you're having sex five times a day, Charlie.
I guess so. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Five a days. Jeez Louise. I didn't know that was possible. Well, good for you.
Oh, it's possible.
It's possible. Melanie, you know, you sound like a real catch. Now, look, if it doesn't work out with me, what kind of a fella are you looking for in this world?
I don't really think I'm looking for anyone.
Okay.
I don't typically look for anyone. I don't go on dating websites. But definitely the sense of humor thing is kind of huge.
Needs a sense of humor.
Because when life gets serious, you gotta joke around.
And a high libido.
And a high libido, maybe. That helps.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful, Melanie. Well, thank you for calling in today. I'm sorry your Bears lost.
Awesome.
I know.
I guess we still have the Blackhawks, right?
I guess so. Yeah, I feel like you guys say that every year. Every baseball and football season, you just say, well, we still got the Blackhawks.
Exactly. And don't hope on the Cubs too much.
No, God, no. No.
Well, thanks for calling in today. This is great.
Yeah.
You have Charlie blushing the
Absolutely.
Whole time.
I'm all Aww. Blushes here. Thank you very much.
That's so cute. And all right, you guys. Have an awesome day.
You watch for deer now. We'll see ya.
Oh my God.
Charlie. You know what?
What's
People
that?
Won't, I feel a little bad for you, Charlie.
Why?
Because you're just too much of a hunk. And everyone just sees you as a piece of meat. That's what that made me realize.
That's all. I'm over-sexualized.
People don't know what it's like to be sexy and funny and charming.
They
you
don't know?
Know. It's hard being
did
that,
you
isn't
say
it,
funny?
Charlie?
Did you
I
say
did
funny?
Say funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hard being that, isn't
did you
it,
say
Charlie?
Like a good hunter, too? Good
yeah,
fisher?
Good hunting, fishing.
I mean, yeah,
it's hard, isn't it?
It is very hard. Thank you for realizing my struggle. Wow. I, too, am a victim.
I can't imagine
Miles.
What you're going through.
Oh, my gosh.
And
it's so much.
I'm going to put my empathy hat on and say, wow, you know what? Maybe the grass isn't always greener.
No. And just you realizing and recognizing that means so much to me.
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Should we take another caller?
Let's do that. Let's take another caller. Hey, welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who are you?
I'm RJ. Holy cow. I can't believe I'm on the show.
RJ, while you're on, baby, what's going on? Where you at? What you hauling?
Oh, I'm hauling livestock manure. I'm a dairyman out here in Central Washington.
Central Washington, you said?
Yeah, Central Washington State.
That's cool.
Yeah, you're just hauling crap, huh?
Exactly.
You
got it. I got to give you guys a compliment, too. Your elevator music, great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's hand selected by Charlie.
Yeah.
He composed it.
Yeah, what was the primary instrument before you got on with us? Was it a little violin, piano, kazoo?
I think it was a piano.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, a kazoo would have been great.
Yeah, so belly on up to the bar with us. RJ, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
RJ
What's
with the SHIT. What's up?
So my brother's buying a house, and the house used to belong to a family friend. And years ago, when I was 14 or 15, I used to go up and mow the lawn. And supposedly, I get a pop-up sprinkler out here in the high desert, and you got to irrigate your lawn. And I never knew about it that I ever hit it. And now they're trying to sell this house, and he makes it known to everybody that I hit the sprinkler. So instead of them fixing the sprinkler, they just turned out that whole section of the yard. So whole big section of the yard is dead. So I guess my question to you guys is, should I go fix it or just leave it?
How long has it been since you broke this sprinkler head?
Like 8 years.
Oh,
past the statute of limitations.
Yeah, you're good, dude.
Yeah.
That's their problem now, I think.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, definitely don't feel compelled.
Now, if you're swinging through the neighborhood and you happen to have a little extra time on your hands, you might poke your head in.
Yeah, you might go over there, that dead patch, and see if you can't do a little twisty-wristy, you know, get that sucker up there and spraying again. But, you know, if you think about it, you did them a favor. For 8 years, you saved them all that water.
True.
And nobody cares about the lawn anyway. So.
So this whole thing has come up at family dinners. You know, where, you know, my dad and my brother and I will be talking in the shop. So we'll get going on this whole topic. And we talked about just painting it. You know, it's, you know, we got old paint from painting a tractor or something, so you go out and paint her green.
Yeah. But,
like, what shade of green should we go up here?
Yeah, you're trying to match the grass that's there with the green. I mean, that's neat. They do that in the NFL, you know? I think. Yeah, I think so. I think they paint the grass there. They paint it white for sure. and each end zone they paint various colors. Oh, I thought that was natural. No, yeah, they don't have white grass yet.
Well, then you watch TV and they got the yellow line. Do they go out there and paint that on there?
Yeah, every play.
Yep, yep. I mean, it's amazing the work that they do in the NFL, those line painters. And then they erase them so quick. You know, it's like, it's wild. I don't know how they do it, but I'm always impressed by the groundskeepers in the NFL. Hey, I think you're going to kind of have to deal with this issue, or not. I don't think it matters too much. You know, you did what you did 8 years ago and it's a done deal. I did have a follow-up question though, about the manure hauling business. Tell us about that job. Like, what's your day in, day out of being a manure hauler? You know, I'm very curious.
Like we bury it, we compost a lot of it, or just run it through a solid separator and keep the solids, and we got a turner to make compost out of it, and then we take the compost and we put it back in our freestall. So like the freestalls are like where the cows lay in the barn, you know, and then go through the rake every couple of days and make it fluffy and nice for them.
Nice. Well, I'm glad I got the insight on that.
I got a follow-up question. You said your family's giving you a lot of heck for hitting that sprinkler head. How are you managing that? And / they have to have done some stuff in the past 8 years that you could also throw back in their face. Has anyone else in your family done something like that?
Oh, we've got a few things.
What are they?
I'm not even sure I hit the sprinkler.
Oh, so you're still in the denial phase here.
Plot thickens. You're a scapegoat for this family.
Oh, that's probably what it is. They probably hit it and didn't want to. Oh, we're going to blame the high school kid or the middle school kid. I think I was in middle school. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like you don't really care that much about this, right?
Well, it bugs me. I mean, it doesn't keep me up at night, but still, though, like, you know.
Is it because because you said one of your family members is buying the house, so he now has to deal with it? Is that what you'd said?
Yeah, I mean, my brother's buying it and the house and everything, and I don't know. I guess, you know, should I go fix it because it's my brother, or should I not fix it because it's my brother?
Oh, well, here you go.
I mean, it's a real moral dilemma.
You got a Christmas gift for him. Get him either a coupon to a service to fix it, or buy him a new sprinkler head. There we go.
I think that's it. Problem solved, baby. Yeah, I mean, you got to get your brother a present at some point in the rest of his life. Might as well make a new sprinkler head. It's a great idea, Miles.
That's a great gift.
There we go.
And that's why you call into the Bellied Up podcast. We are here to solve all your problems.
Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, you guys have been listening to the show for a long time, so that's good.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
man.
We appreciate you calling in. Have fun hauling that crap around. And, yeah, you're doing good work out there. We applaud you. We salute you. You got a beer here.
I do have a buy-sell trade, too.
Oh, yes.
Why
yes.
didn't you lead in with that?
Yeah, what's the buy-sell and trade?
Well, we had a guy work for us years ago, and he had a, I believe it's a Greyhound bus. It's real. It's probably early 80s. And he left it and got a Detroit engine in it. But I mean, the thing it ran in parts, I guess. But, you know, it's full living quarters, like a motorhome.
That's awesome, dude.
Charlie.
We should, can be my tour
bus. Tour bus, dude.
Tour bus.
You don't have one right now.
A Greyhound tour bus? That'd be so cool.
That would be great.
What do you want for it? Are we trading or buying? What do you want?
What do you got to trade?
I'll trade Miles.
No, you got your snowmobile.
Oh, yeah, I got a snowmobile. Clutch is out.
I got enough of those projects.
Okay, what else, Charlie? What else you got?
I mean, I got a motorcycle, a Harley Davidson Sportster. Not 1998, but it's going to be very hard for me to let that one go. Do you ride motorcycle?
I try and stick to side by side. I'm not that coordinated.
Oh, you don't need to be coordinated. Have you ever seen a lot of our motorcycle riders in this country? They're not exactly touching their toes every morning.
What do you want for it? If someone was going to pay you for it, how much you want for it?
Yeah.
I'm just tired of looking at the damn thing. Like, it's just sitting there. But
how much do you want for it? $500?
Oh, well, done. Sold.
If you'll get the thing out of here, there's really.
Does it run? No, it doesn't run. You said it's just parts. Can you get it running? Or walking at least?
I can try. But there is. There is a year ago, a neighbor kid or someone running around broke a couple windows out of it. The interior probably needs a little work.
Yeah, well, I expected that. I mean, it's a 1980s Greyhound. You know?
$500.
I mean, and you're lucky you're talking to a guy who likes broken pieces of crap. I've been known to purchase several.
Well, if you can get that thing up and running, I think you got it sold to Charlie.
Yeah, if you can just get her humming a bit.
Oh, boy. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Yeah, you do that. Are you going to deliver it, or do I have to come out there to Washington?
I guess it's up to you. Buyer's choice.
Okay.
I don't want to drive this thing back there and you go, well, I don't want it.
I mean, you drive it.
I mean, honestly, that's a fair thing to say. That does sound like something Charlie would do.
Listen, I'll take it.
No, here's the thing. He would say that he doesn't want it, but he would still take it because he's too nice.
Here's what I'm going to say. And I think this is a perfect compromise. You don't want to drive all the way to Milwaukee with this sucker. Luckily, I've got a very good buddy of mine who lives in Fargo, North Dakota. I'm going to give you his address, and you just park it in his driveway. His name is Miles Montplaisir, also known as Miles the You Betcha Guy. You park that right in his driveway, and then I'll come see if I really want to take it. Otherwise, I'll just gift it to my buddy Miles, okay? $500, that's a steal for this. So can I give you his address? Would you drive it out to Fargo? And then Miles will pay for your flight from Fargo back to Washington. That sound good to you?
Can I have a beer first?
Yeah, sure,
As long as we can get a beer first.
Well, that was just a given, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have a few beers, actually.
We got to test out the Greyhound, you know?
Yeah. So So sounds like a deal. You just DM us when you're free to come out to Fargo, and we'll make it all happen.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in. Good luck hauling.
Hey, before you go, send us a picture of the Greyhound. Yeah. Send us a picture of the interior, the exterior, and the price you want it. Tweet it at us. We'll retweet it on Bellied Up. And if nobody buys it,
sounds good.
You'll just drive it out to Fargo, and we'll get it off your hands for you.
Okay. Sounds like a deal.
Perfect. Well, watch for deer out there, okay?
Will do. Thanks, guys.
All right. So, yeah.
What level of a comedian you got to be to have your own tour bus? I know that there's levels.
There are levels. I mean, it's not just what level. It's also how well is your tour planned, which is where I certainly struggle. Like, you got to have it make sense. Like, you got to, like, you don't want to do a show in Los
Angeles. Efficiency is what you're saying.
You don't want to drive out to Los Angeles and then go to, like, Reading, Pennsylvania the next day.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Speaking of which, folks, if you're interested in seeing me on tour, charliebarons.com. Click on the tour dates. Gotta do those plugs, Miles. All right, next caller.
I imagine you roll up to your next show in that thing, and it just looks like Cousin Eddie showing up to the Christmas to Clark Griswold's house. You get out in your robe, and you're like, hey there, guys, shitter's full. And you're just standing on the side smoking a cigar, emptying the shitter into the sewer.
I love that. That's such a great movie.
Take another caller.
Let's do it. Miles, you got the Ice Palace out there on the drink yet?
About that time, isn't it, Charlie?
You know, once you get a 6 inches, I feel like a solid six.
Oh, 6 inches is a lot.
Six hard, though. None of that soft ice.
With the ice castle I got, though, I usually wait till it's a little thicker than that.
I would, too. Yeah. Hey, do you have pontoons on it, just in case?
If I'm going out there with 6 inches, I better.
I think if you drilled a couple pontoons on the sides, and then wouldn't it be cool if there was a thing that could, like slide them down? And then you put a little 24.
Anyways, okay. Charlie. You want to know what I got all stocked up in there?
What's that?
Tippy cow.
Oh, yeah.
You open every cabinet in that house, you're going to find that you're not going to find any rods and reels.
That's not why we're out there.
Yeah, we're not out there. We're out there to tip on back some tippy cow.
Miles, I just thought of it. Tip ups and tippy cow.
Yes. That's what I got.
Tip ups and tippy cow. That's it, folks.
So, guys, if you want to have a good old ice fishing time, you got to make sure you're stocked up with tippy cow and tip ups.
Tip it on back with the tippy cow.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Jared, we got some lines this week. What are they?
We do. We got Green Bay +7.5 against Dallas. And then we have Detroit -3.5 against Los Angeles.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code Bellied Up. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code Bellied Up. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Welcome to the Bellied Up. What's your name?
I'm Patty.
Hi, Patty. Where are you calling in from?
Wisconsin.
Where in Wisconsin, Patty? Be more specific.
Delavan.
Oh, Delavan. Beautiful this time of year. Belly up onto the bar with us, Patty. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I went through a breakup.
I'm sorry.
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah, it's
so
such
fresh.
A bummer, right?
Yeah.
Did you like him?
Oh, I hated him. No, of course I liked him.
Well, did you break up with him?
I always date guys I like.
Well, I know, but you broke up.
You know, honestly, though, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people out there that date people that they hate their guts, and they just are afraid to get out of it.
They stay in it, you know? Yeah.
Well, give us some details on the breakup.
Yeah, who did it?
He did it.
Ah. What was his reason?
There was no reason.
Oh,
like,
no.
It was so weird. Yeah, so I don't have closure. And then apart from that, I have some of his stuff. And I'm friends with, we all have the same friends.
Ah.
What's the friend group saying about the breakup? What are they? There has to be some information about
it. They're like, what? Like, well, okay, because, like, well, you know, I kind of just, it was weird. Okay, so we were planning on getting together, and I was making a pasta bake. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're going back and forth. Oh, let's have some pasta bake and hang and whatnot. And then he's like, we need to talk. And I'm like, what? And I called him. I'm like, you want to break up? I'm like, no one texts that. Like, who texts, we need to talk, and then they want to pour tea or something? I don't think that happens.
So yeah, but I
was like, do you want to break up? And
I will have to say, it is nice to get a warning shot text, though, about the talking.
Yeah.
It's tough to just think that you're going to hang out and have fun, and then you show up and it's somber. At least you got a little bit of a warning shot.
It was a heads up. I could see that being something. So, but then he called you and he really told you the deal, huh?
Well, then I'm like, well, do you just want to break up or whatever? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I have some of your stuff. You have some of my stuff. Like, let's just meet up somewhere and, like, exchange the stuff. So, okay, fine. You know, we meet up, we exchange the stuff. No one talks about anything. There was no talking. It was just like, okay, canceled. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, but not cool, but fine. But I don't even think our friends even knew the difference, because we're both pretty independent. Like, I'm busy a lot. He's busy a lot. Like, we're both doing stuff. So I don't even think anybody even realized that, like, we weren't together, you know?
You have no insight as to why he wanted to break up. He just canceled his subscription to you without any notice.
I feel like I am a fiercely codependent person, and I love too much, and I do too much.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we're both musicians and we're both busy and whatever, but, like, I still take the time to, like, I just think that he didn't like not having all the, like, I don't know what he didn't like, but I think I did too much.
So you're saying you squeezed the teddy bear a little too hard and the head popped off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I did, you know, and I just, but then again, I don't think I did, though, because, like, we would go for, like, a while without hanging out or whatever. I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did.
How old are you guys?
I don't know what I did. I don't know what I'm 43 and he's 32.
Okay. Do you have, and so you think that might be the reason? It might, if you had to put your finger on something, it'd be that you were a little too much for him.
Well, I have a secret.
Oh, please, dear daddy.
He has a very good friend who is a girl who has had a crush on him for many, many years, and I don't like her, and I don't like the way she touches him and talks to him and stuff. And one time we were all out and she stepped to me and she said something, you know, like rude to me. And I didn't take it. I was like, girl, I said, y'all can like and love each other as much as you want to, but it's going to take me a long time to warm up to you, you know, the way you're acting and stuff, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was like kind of like one of those things. Yeah. And then everything kind of like fell apart. Since, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had to choose homies and stuff,
yeah,
like that. And
so,
also, like,
also what?
Yeah. What were you gonna say?
Well, they both have a similar lifestyle habit that, like, I don't have.
Smoking weed.
And, like, no, not that. It's something else. But
what?
They're connected. I just, you know, it's not, you know, it's just like when you ski on mountains and stuff and like
cocaine.
I'm not.
That's exactly not, what you're talking about, isn't it, Patty?
Hold on. So you're saying that they like to go skiing together? Is that what you said?
Like
Snow.
Booger sugar. Ditch.
Oh, they like to do coke. They like. So you were right.
You know what?
Look at me.
This day and age, Patty, I got to tell you, with all the fentanyl and stuff going on out there.
Cocaine's not so bad.
You don't want to be messing around with the booger sugar, okay? So in the end, this is probably the right thing to do. Probably the right thing as much as it sucks.
Absolutely, it's the right thing to do. Like, I'm not, I mean, obviously, like, my ego's bruised and I'm, you know, I have feelings, right? But the thing is, this is my question. So that's the backstory. But the question is like, I still have, like, some of his stuff. And
Didn't you do the meetup?
What do I do?
Didn't you do the meetup and already exchange stuff? You have more stuff on top of that?
Yeah, it was too short notice, and I had, well, and then too, some of the stuff that he gave back to me, it didn't belong to me. He gave me back.
Okay, so that was, this whole time I've been trying to see if there was an opportunity to ask this. I'm just going to ask it, Charlie. Do you think that there was a chance, and I don't mean to hurt your feelings here, that there was another girl, mainly the coke girl?
Not to be like, whatever, but the coke girl's really not that attractive.
Yeah, I know. It's good. It's good. You're whispering that because that we'll just keep that.
I don't think. Yeah, you're OG first. Oh man. Well, you know. Okay. Yeah. All right. Doesn't matter if I whisper it. I don't think they're attracted to. I think she's attracted to him, but I don't think that he's attracted to her. And like, he does have a female roommate, so like maybe the laundry got mixed up. But he gave me back this like black song that is like not my size at all. Like, it's bigger than me. And and I'm like, why is this in the laundry that he gave me back? You know? And then like, I did it. It was so short notice.
What did fit his roommate is the question.
Well, his roommate's married. He lives with a married couple. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Do they have pineapples at their house? Hanging upside down.
You know what? I freaking love pineapples. Like, I love pineapples, dude. Like, the fruit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why does everybody have to take everything, right? Like, the rainbows, the pineapples, the unicorns. Like...
Well, you know, everybody's got their own things, you know? Everybody's got their own thing. What the hell
is
she
doing a stand-up bit?
I don't know.
What's the deal with all the swingers?
Yeah.
I love pineapples, and now they took that from me.
Flamingos were my favorite bird, damn it. Now they think I'm fornicating with Mrs. Walensky down the street.
Dingoes?
Flamingos.
Oh, flamingos.
Yeah, that's a swinger symbol, too.
I didn't know that, actually.
Ay, caramba.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My golf partner loves flamingos.
Well, you know.
I feel like this call, she's just slowly losing her innocence. Like, I feel like we're just exposing her now to more things here, and I don't know.
I am like, oh, my gosh.
Do you know how babies are made?
I've practiced a couple of times, but I don't really know.
Okay.
Well, so the thing to answer your question about your mutual friends is that, were you guys mutual friends with them before the relationship, or did one of you become friends with them after the relationship?
No, it's worse. Like, we kind of, like, we both play music. We both work in the same sort of scenes. We both go to the same festivals. Like, I'm going to bump into the guy and I'm going to bump into all the friends. Like, the friends are beautiful. They're so beautiful. Everybody is so beautiful except the one ski buddy.
What kind of music do you play?
And, whatever the F I want, Charlie.
Oh,
she's a punk rocker.
Seriously. Yeah. F you, I won't do what you tell me. Okay, I see.
Pretty much.
I see.
You wonder why I got broken up with.
I mean, no, throw it back at me. You know, I'm sorry. You know, you didn't get to do your pasta, bacon, chill. That was unfortunate, but you don't need to blame me for that.
I feel like you have two different personalities.
Yeah, here. And we're like seeing them both on this. Just sweet patty and then all the patty.
If you don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing. I was just kidding.
So you're in punk rock?
I play the keyboard.
You play the keyboard?
No, I'm not a punk rocker. But I am punk on the inside, I think. What? I'm kind of punk on the inside. You heard what I just said. Like, I was kind of punky.
What genres of music?
You know, I don't know a lot of punk people that go, you know what, I'm kind of punky on the inside.
Is it bluegrass? You play bluegrass?
Sometimes. I might play bluegrass tonight with my friend because he plays the banjo. Nice.
Do you know my buddy Adam Gruhl from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades?
Your buddy probably knows my buddies, but I know his music, but I don't know him, I don't think.
Okay, are you guys at the same festivals, Blue Ox and all that?
I didn't go to Blue Ox. I don't play. Like, I'm a vendor at these festivals. Well, I might play.
Wait, are you a musician or a vendor? I'm confused now, Patty.
I read tarot cards as a vendor, but I also play music. So depending on the scene, I might be playing music or I might be setting up a tent and reading people's tarot cards.
Wow, what? This is just getting deeper and
Explain
deeper.
Explain to me the reading of the cards.
Well, there's 78 cards in a deck, and you pull some, and then you, like, they're like flashcards. They're like Rorschach ink blots or something. Like, it's like archetypes, and it sort of sparks people's intuition. I just want to give people a tool to kind of, like, help themselves spark their own intuition. You know, like when you go to flip a coin and you're like, okay, heads or tails, I'm going to go drink a PBR today. And you obviously want it to be heads because you want to drink your PBR, you know, and
yeah, okay. Similar well, to that can we do it here on the show with Charlie here? Can we do something similar?
Yeah.
But you want your tarot card?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we do it over the phone?
Oh, I could pull. Yeah. Well, I mean, are you being sincere? Like, do you sincerely have a question or should, you know, because seriously, like the card, like I try to be real sincere when I do it. So well, like, do you really have a question?
We are very, very curious on how this all works and we'd like to do it with you.
All right. Well, the way it works is that whoever's the client, whoever's going to ask the question, you keep that question in your mind. Please don't tell me what it is, but just focus on it like really hardcore.
Okay.
And like,
focusing.
Let me look around for a deck of tarot cards really quick.
Yeah, look Don't accidentally pull the sheep's head cards.
Can Charlie tell me the question?
No.
Well, I mean, it's up to you guys.
I'm not telling you my question.
Come on.
No, you're going to make fun of me for like four episodes.
No, I won't.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Stop.
Not giving them any more ammunition, Patty.
Do you find those cards?
No, mas. No, yeah, I'm shuffling them right now.
Okay. Oh, let's go, dude. Let's go.
All right.
Let's get into Charlie's intuition.
Thank you. Thank you so much, by the way. My tagline is thank you for fine-tuning your free will and intuition with me. So thanks.
Oh, I love it. Hey, let me know when you're- shout out your tarot business, and, Patty, for all the folks who are curious.
Well, I'm called Esperanza Benze Tarot.
Esperanza Benze Tarot.
You can find me all over southeastern Wisconsin. I'll be reading in Janesville on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. There you have it, folks. All right.
Well,
I don't know how much I want to say. Like, this is all over the internet and stuff. Like, it's just so, like, random and weird. But I do want your advice. And I'll give you some advice, too, with these cards. So let me know when you're ready, and I'll throw the three cards.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
He's got his question in his mind. That's what he should be doing right now.
Oh, cool. You got the High Priestess. Oh, my gosh. You got the Lovers. And you got the Hierophant. Holy moly. You got three major arcana cards all at once. That's like pulling three aces in a, like,
Yeah, normal. Baby.
Hard. Look at you.
Let's go.
What does it mean, Patty? What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to have to take a picture of these beautiful cards and like...
Send them over to Bellied Up. Take a picture and right. Tweet them at us at Bellied Up.
Or on Instagram, too.
Or on Instagram, whatever.
Okay, cool. I'd love you to see these beautiful cards, so I will do that.
I don't know what any of this means, Charlie, but I am so psyched right now.
I know,
now.
Dude. Yeah. I pulled three aces, man. I won.
Dude, I am also... Very psyched. I am also very psyched, man. So check this out. All right. The High Priestess, dude. Like, okay. So she is a card that represents like a character who is really in tune with her divine feminine intuition. She knows what she knows. She doesn't always say what she knows, but it's like a card of like having that higher guidance from a like feminine perspective. So look what you're doing right now. And then the card of the that's in the middle of the spread, because like the High Priestess and the Hierophant, see, that's crazy too, because the Hierophant is like, whereas the High Priestess is more like the spiritual woman of the occult, the Hierophant is like a priest. Like somebody who's in an organized religion, like a church, you know? So that's like the two sides of the same coin, and they make a really good couple.
Duality. Little duality there, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yes. Like they make like a really good couple. And then in the middle, it's the Lovers. And obviously, duh, we all know what that is. And the Lovers is also, I mean, as well as being a card of a soulmate path, the Lovers is also a card of choices. It's strong Gemini energy, and it's a card of like choosing to take that path with another or with yourself. Like if you choose to take a soulmate path, like going after your passions or creativity or whatever it is. So you can tell us or not tell us what your question was.
No, I'm not telling any of you guys.
Really?
Yeah, hell no.
What was the point of this?
It's my own spiritual journey, Miles. It's my own spiritual journey. No.
Come up with a different question then that you could tell us.
I want to know if I was going to get a buck this year.
Apparently, you're going to get like a... Dang good one.
I'm going to get bucked this year, Miles. Boom.
Get bucked, baby.
Look at that. Bangarang.
So how do you determine that?
Well, I just think that these cards are just so lucky. All three of them. They just all pop. Come on. Like, that
come
just
on.
Doesn't even happen. You're going to get a buck.
Yeah, Patty. Oh, hey, did you even shuffle that deck or no?
Dude, I totally shuffled the deck, man. Oh,
she's a pro, awesome. Dude. That was offensive.
See,
of course she shuffled the deck. No.
How dare I? I'm sorry, Patty. Patty, that's awesome. Hey, you really put some juice in my gas tank today. I appreciate that. That was really nice. Some OJ.
Driving on juice. Oh, you should definitely put gas in the gas tank, not juice.
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's pretty that's slick. Awesome. That's great, dude.
We got to, hey.
Okay,
we gotta,
so do I throw this back? T-shirts away or whatever and the song, or do I make a point?
Hey, here we go. Let's pull some more cards and determine what you're going to do with his clothes.
Maybe I should pull a card.
Determine why I'm going to do with my
clothes. She's already moved back on to what she's going to do with the ex-boyfriend stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Keep up, Charlie. I know you got buck fever now.
I'm a bucking rut here. Also,
let's pull some cards.
Yeah. And hey, I just want to ask you, Patty, did you intentionally not give your boo thing everything back? Cause you kind of want to leave a little handkerchief behind, maybe a reason for a second guess in his life, you know?
No, it was so fast that I didn't realize that I had his shirts in my laundry. And then I tried to give them back right away. And like, he just freaking disappeared, like, you know. And I mean, they have a weekly gig at this one spot where like I also would be there usually, but I'm just like avoiding the scene, you know. But this one girl that works there is like, dude, I really wish I would see you, you know, and blah blah blah. So I was like, all right, well, maybe I'll just drop it off to her when I know nobody's going to be there.
Well, let's see. Let's pull some cards and then you'll know what to do. Let's do it.
Shuffle that deck now.
I want you to hold that question in your mind, but don't tell us.
Well, I just told you.
Oh, well,
let's just see what
let's see what the cards say.
Let's see what the next card in the deck is, and that's going to determine the outcome here. So it's like, all right, my question. Oh, jeepers. I'm getting potential spam is calling me right now. Ew.
Ignore it. Or merge the calls. You want to merge the call?
Ooh, okay. I got, is the call merged? Oh, my gosh. No, I don't think it is. I got King of Pentacles reversed.
You got what?
So, King of Pentacles reversed.
And what is that?
Does that king got big pentacles?
Explain to me as if I don't know anything about this, which I do.
They're definitely reversed. Jeepers. Okay, so the King of Pentacles is a card of like somebody who's really responsible. They're usually a Taurus, a Capricorn, or a Virgo person. They're very earthy and they're very like able to take care of people, places, and things. They're a good father figure. Now, the King of Pentacles reversed, that's like being a little bit irresponsible or maybe needing to get a handle and get a little bit more grounded in the situation. There's some sort of ungroundedness to the whole situation.
I think you got your answer. The first thing you said.
Yeah, I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to put the bag of crap in my car, and then like if I ever happen to just like bump into him or anybody else,
you're reading it wrong. You said earth in the first part and you said grounded in the next. The cards want you to bury this shit.
Oh my god.
Wow. Miles,
dig a hole,
yeah,
dump it in just like the old farmers do, cover it up and go on your way.
That's it. And it will be very spiritually revitalizing for you to bury, put in the ground.
Yeah, it's kind of like
death. Hold a funeral for that relationship.
Yes.
Say your own, what do they call it at a funeral? The eulogy. Say a eulogy for this relationship.
This whole time you've been looking for closure. Have a funeral for the relationship, dump the clothes in there, and then don't let it suck any more of your energy.
Right. And you better do it quick before the ground freezes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's actually really good advice.
You know what, Patty? Thank you for calling us today. And we're happy that we could help you and you helped us.
Okay. I'll take a picture of those cards for you.
That'd be awesome.
Please
also, you got to let us know where we can get a deck of cards because now I'm addicted to the advice life.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's so many places to get cards. And if you ever need a reading, you know how to find me. So,
okay.
Thanks a lot.
Patty, thank you.
This was great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Patty was a great
gal. What
a
way to end that episode, Charlie.
Yeah.
You're getting a buck. She's going to dig a hole.
I mean, and Miles, can I just say, dude, I am impressed with you. I mean, look at you.
We are both flying.
You're a Toro card reader and the whole deal. I mean,
I
got to
get myself some Toro cards.
Hey, do you know if you're a Vertigo or a...
I'm an Aries.
Oh, I'm a Taurus.
Yeah. Anne's a Taurus, actually.
Is she?
Yeah.
And so that must be how you select your life partners.
With the cards?
No, by Anne.
Yeah, you're my life partner.
Yeah.
I'm a Taurus guy. I'm attracted to a nice old bull.
I'm your work husband.
Yeah.
You know?
You really are. So.
Well, folks, I mean, you never know what you're going to get here on the Bellied Up podcast. That's for gosh darn sure. So. What do you think? Should we do another caller or was that it for the
episode?
That
was it, Charlie. Hey. So, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. As always,
hey, tip your bartender.
We'll see you in the next one.
Bye-bye.